The show continued with an overview of new programs to be introduced next season. The lineup included another reality show by Mark Burnett and Jeffrey Katzenberg called The Contender, which will star Sylvester Stallone and Sugar Ray Leonard. We also saw previews of another Jeffrey Katzenberg show, Father of the Pride, which will feature Siegfried and Roy and their white lions in animated form. We saw a taped interview from Hamburg with both Siegfried and Roy speaking about the new show. Roy has made a partial recovery, and everyone was happy to see him. This interview marked his first public appearance since the accident. We also saw a preview of Joey, Matt LeBlanc's new series. Tom Brokaw appeared, and then Kevin Reilly, the incoming president of NBC Entertainment, closed the show. The upfronts were intense, and I was impressed with NBC, its lineup, and the terrific presentation. Mark Burnett and I were very pleased with the statistics on The Apprentice, and we couldn't help but congratulate each other. Our anticipation for the new season had already been high, and by then it was even higher. Jeff Zucker pulled off a huge event with flying colors, and everyone had a lot of fun. All in all, it was a great afternoon. But it wasn't over yet. We, meaning several thousand people, went over to Rockefeller Center for a cocktail reception and photo session, followed by a dinner party for key people. Tuesday, May 18th. We had the task resolution that afternoon for the third assignment, so I could put in close to a full day's work in the office. I returned the many calls I received the day before, met with Sherman Boxer to go over some advertising campaigns for my properties, and then went over to Trump Park Avenue for a walkthrough with John Myers, Phil Riordan, and Don Jr. I went over my interview commitments, charity events, and review meeting and office updates. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a constant state of catching up, but I'm not complaining. This life's exciting. I ordered one of those wonderful DT burgers from the Trump Grill downstairs, and sure enough, Kevin Harris, like clockwork, showed up at my door at the same time as my lunch to brief me on today's task resolution. He was wearing some kind of shoes that light up when he walks. If he weren't such an effective producer, I think he was a space cadet, to use an old but apt term. He ogled my hamburger, so I ordered one for him. By the time we finished our lunch, it was time to go down to DeVries Public Relations Agency, where the task resolution was to be held. Both Procter & Gamble and DeVries were impressed with the ideas the teams had come up with. That said, the women's team was able to get the Mets' Mike Piazza to brush his teeth in Union Square on behalf of the product. They far outperformed the men's team. But performance isn't everything, and the women were disqualified due to a late budget. The next day's boardroom scene would not be a pleasant one.